Now the BBC News with Stuart McIntosh. The US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is in Russia for talks as tensions grow between Moscow and Washington over Syria. He's the most senior US official to visit Moscow since President Trump took office. Earlier, Mr. Tillerson warned that Russia was at risk of becoming irrelevant in the Middle East by continuing to support President Assad. There have been three explosions near the team bus of the German football club Borussia Dortmund. It was on its way to a Champions League quarter-final against Monaco. The tie has been postponed for 24 hours. One Dortmund player, the Spanish defender Mark Bartra, was taken to hospital with a hand injury caused by pieces of glass shattered in the blasts. President Trump has formally approved Montenegro's membership of NATO, moving the Balkan nation a step closer to becoming the alliance's 29th member. One Republican senator warned this would antagonize Russia. There's been a fall in shares in United Airlines, which has faced a storm of criticism since forcibly dragging a passenger off an overbooked plane on Sunday. At one stage, they dropped 4%. The frontrunners in the French presidential election, Emmanuel Macron and Marine Le Pen, have called for changes in migration policy after a fire on the French north coast destroyed a camp for some 1,500 migrants hoping to cross the Channel to England. A spokesman for Mr. Macron said an agreement with Britain that left the French acting as its border guards would have to be reviewed during Brexit negotiations. The lawyer for Zambia's opposition leader, Hakainde Hichilema, says he's been detained on suspicion of treason for obstructing the motorcade of the president. He hasn't been formally charged. Gay rights activists in Russia say they're organizing the evacuation of gay men facing persecution, torture, and even death in the southern Russian Republic of Chechnya. One told the BBC that about 100 people have been detained since February in a wave of arrests. BBC News.